All right, well, who doesn't love a payday? Am I right? Well, the thing is, life doesn't happen biweekly, so your payday shouldn't either. And with EarnIn, it doesn't have to. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period, so you don't have to wait until your next check comes through. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. This app would have been a game changer for me in college when I lived in an apartment and rent was due. I felt like I was always waiting for my next check to drop so I could pay my landlord, so this would have been really helpful for me. And EarnIn has over 3.5 million customers who also find it helpful, and countless reviews about how the app gives customers financial peace of mind, which is awesome. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in a couple things under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show out. Again, that's a couple things under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. We'll link it down below and let's get back to it.
I would say before we start unpacking everything, yeah, I'm in favor too.
Oh my gosh.
You know this.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you know this.
This is great news.
Oh my God. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Today, we are talking about a much requested topic, which is a third baby.
A third baby.
A third baby.
We have this conversation often between Sean and I and would like to talk about it with you as well.
Why not?
So, you know, we've loved sharing all of our pregnancy, birth, postpartum journey with you.
Yes.
And this is part of that journey. So I'm pretty excited. It sure is.
You are.
Yeah.
We haven't really had like a full conversation about this until right now.
We're doing it live.
Oh boy.
Before we get started, please subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're listening on and know that we do video and audio versions of this show.
If you want to see the train wreck, go over to YouTube.
That's right.
Let's do this thing.
Listen, so from the get-go, we always try to keep things transparent. That's our number one rule in the relationship, to share how we're really feeling. And so we feel like by doing so, it just helps lead to progress. So hopefully this is helpful in sharing how we discuss these topics, because a lot of times Sean and I will have different perspectives. And so how can we do that respectfully, have these kind of differing opinion conversations respectfully? Anyway.
I need to make this very, very, very clear before we have this conversation so that none of y'all go post something crazy on Twitter. I am not pregnant, and we are not trying to get pregnant at the moment.
When was the last time you checked Twitter? You're never on Twitter.
I'm never on
Twitter.
Why
was that your go-to social media?
Because Elon's about to buy Twitter.
He did buy it.
No way.
My gosh. That's what you get for not checking Twitter.
Did he change it?
Not yet.
Is the edit button there?
Not yet. You're hilarious.
Okay, babe. Third baby. What are your thoughts?
So first of all, let me just start with saying I'm in favor.
I know.
Would love it. I love babies. Never thought that I would like babies this much, but my gosh, it's my favorite.
I adore babies. I adore our children. I love the whole, I love being able to be a parent. So I would say before we start unpacking everything, yeah, I'm in favor too.
Oh my gosh.
You know this.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you know this.
Well, you go back and forth because it's more taxing on you, to be honest, than it is on me.
So this is probably going to be more of an episode of me just giving you the honest opinion of myself and pregnancy and babies. But let me start with a laundry list of reasons why I am on the fence and I'm 50-50.
Okay.
So after we had Drew, or let's back it up even further. When we had our miscarriage, I knew while it was happening, while I was pregnant, while we were losing that baby, that I wanted to try again. Like I knew I wanted to try to get pregnant and to have a baby if we could. We then got pregnant with Drew. And we had a couple of scares throughout that pregnancy and through that delivery. But Drew came to us, and she's amazing. And I knew the second we had Drew, I was like, we're going to go again. I know this. And then we got pregnant with Jet. And it was a great pregnancy, great birth. He's the best in the entire world. But after Jet, for some reason, I just had this feeling of was like, I don't know. I don't have that same feeling of like, I know we're going to try again.
It is tough. I feel like in some ways we lucked out by having a boy and a girl, right? Yeah. So there's part of us.
Which we would have been perfectly 100%. Just as happy.
But still the question of, oh, what would it be like to have a boy or a girl if we only had one of each?
Yeah.
Is answered. Like now we have that iteration of a child in that version.
Yeah.
So that's one thing where we already have a boy and a girl. The other thing is just the terrifying process.
Yeah.
The whole thing is.
That's, I think, not to cut you off, but I think that's what scares me the most is I have such incredible faith in the miracle of life and we're so strong in our faith and I learned how to get through the miscarriage. I learned how to heal through that. But we've been so incredibly blessed with two babies. It's like finding that faith to be even stronger and go through that process again. I'm terrified of having another miscarriage. I'm terrified of complications in pregnancy. I'm terrified of the complications in delivery. And even though I got through that with both Drew and Jet and everything turned out okay, like that really scares me.
So just to unpack that a little more, you have the unknown of, are we able to get pregnant?
Yes.
The unknown of how long it will take to get pregnant.
Yes.
The unknown of how healthy the pregnancy will be. The unknown of how healthy the baby will be. Mm-hmm. Then the unknown of parenting and who the child is just like, there's so much there.
So much.
There's so much that could go wrong.
Yeah.
But my perspective has changed recently where it's like, oh, it's all part of the story. It's like it now to me, having been a father twice over now, mm-hmm. it's like things are going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just what do you learn from that? How do you have that change your perspective and decisions moving forward? And how do you move forward from it? So it's like, because there's always going to be something that goes wrong.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's just like a useless exercise trying to mitigate all those.
I also think to a certain extent, again, being strong in our faith has really helped us. But in the past 3 years that we have gotten pregnant and had two babies, we have been surrounded by so many friends who have also gotten pregnant and had babies. A lot of friends of which have lost or had a lot of like many, many miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a really close friend of ours actually lose their baby 2 weeks after birth. We've had a close friend of ours give birth to twins at 24 weeks and live in the NICU for 4 months. So I think my mom heart has been so strained for our friends and just seeing what that has done to their families and their lifestyle. It's just that like you see how many things can go wrong. You also see how many beautiful things can go right, but it's just scary.
Well, and that's the more important thing to focus on. The lesson, the takeaway from this section of talking is like, if you're strictly making decisions based off of what could possibly go wrong or how it ends in the final scene, it's like, nothing good comes of that. There's a Mitch Hedberg, who's a comedian, skit where he talks about, he's like, you can't not drink wine because you might have a hangover tomorrow. Like that defeats the purpose. It's like and then there's another saying that talks about how beauty is a result of imperfections and of things having a finite end.
Yeah.
So embracing the unknown is actually, in my opinion, a way more interesting way to live life.
Oh, I agree. And it's terrifying.
It's
terrifying. And it's also the greatest way to strengthen your faith even more. I'm well aware. I distinctly remember driving 2 hours from here to Flip Fest gymnastics camp when I was pregnant with Drew. And I don't think I told you this. I bawled like uncontrollably, couldn't breathe like a baby for about 75% of that drive.
Why?
Because we had just left Drew's ultrasound, her 20-week ultrasound. And we had some like markers and some scares and some like super unknown things that could lead to so many unknown things. And I remember just like crying and praying to God and like talking to her. And I was like, you hang on for dear life. You're gonna make it here. And I just like the idea of losing her. Oh my gosh. It's just.
But all right. So our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology, and they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' yes. favorite. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. It allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE. Would you sacrifice that moment of deep emotions for nothing at all? Would you rather have no emotions or that deep sadness that you felt?
Full transparency.
Okay.
Full transparency. My guarded self would say like, I don't want to go through that. I love our babies so much. And we've been given such an incredible gift with both of them that I know my heart. And so my guarded self would be like, I don't know how much more I can handle. Cause I know my heart is so overflowing with the two of them right now.
I hear you. We are going to, on this note, do a full episode on addressing why other people choose not to have kids.
Yeah.
But those were a few things that came to our mind in this discussion of, is a third baby something that we're interested in pursuing? But the next question is, what's the timeline? Because we have currently Drew, who's 2.5.
Yeah, Jet who's 9 months. 10 months.
Yeah, almost
They're
10 months.
They're 21 months apart. And
it's a tight window.
I was about to say, I'm scared what you're, if you're about to say, that's a perfect window. I'd be like, no. I thought it was perfect for our first two kids. I really did.
Yes.
I was ready when we got pregnant for, well, I guess TMI. So we had just pulled the goalie, basically, with Drew and got pregnant on our first try, which we thought it was going to take us a couple years, the same time frame it took Drew, but it did not. We got very lucky. and got pregnant very fast. So it was definitely a closer, tighter window than we expected. But it's been great. We're just stuck in the baby phase, which we love. But I think if we were to start trying for a third, I would want some more time for many reasons. One of which is I feel like it's so easy to lose time with our kids right now because it's so chaotic that if we got pregnant again and were consumed by another baby, we'd lose out on some special moments with Drew and Jet.
Also, let me just say this, because there's no right answer to any of this. It's literally just a preference to style. So, because the rebuttal to what you just said is the kids will be closer. They'll be in activities. They'll be in school together. So, yes, I agree with you. And that's one of my biggest concerns with any life change, especially a baby, is like it's disruptive.
Yeah.
And it affects our marriage.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a
babies are tough on marriages.
That's a huge thing for another one is we have a very, very strong marriage, but our marriage has definitely been tested and not in like a, I don't mean that in a dramatic sense, like, oh, it was going to end.
It's just hard.
It's just, it gets very tested after each baby and we work full time and we work full time together and we parent full time together. And I didn't have like super easy postpartum phases. I was definitely hormones were all over the place and I struggled mentally. So it really tested us. And I think another reason why a third kid is such a huge conversation is you also don't give me small babies. My pregnancies aren't easy. And I will say, easy or not, it doesn't matter. It's the greatest blessing and I don't take that for granted. So I'm not complaining about pregnancy. But it definitely takes a toll on my body because both babies have been basically 10 pounds and that's made the births really complicated. Both of which have ended in emergency C-sections.
Can I just say, it's amazing how rocking your body is after.
Thank you.
Rocking bod, dude. Thanks. Just shout out to Sean's bod.
Thank you.
it's amazing. Sean was walking around naked last night. I was like, oh my gosh.
Third baby, here we go. I will say though, like take the superficial side out of it and material side out of it, vanity side out of it, getting back to your post or your pre-pregnancy body, whatever. None of that really matters to me. What matters to me is like feeling strong. And I am so hyper aware of my body just from being in professional athletics for so long that after Drew, by around the 1 year mark, I felt like my body was back. Like I felt strong, I felt healthy. But after Jets, my body has just not, for lack of a better word, bounced back like it did with Drew. And I just don't feel that strength. My core, my body does feel compromised a lot more this time. My back hurts so bad from Jets' pregnancy. My core is definitely not where it should be. And I don't mean should be prior to having kids, but just rehabilitation wise. And so for me, I would definitely need more time. I want to make sure longevity wise, my body can last as long as possible for our children. So I need to make sure it's in a good place before another pregnancy.
I hear you. Important caveat.
Yeah.
To you having a rocking bod is it's not that you have like a perfect body. Like there are stretch marks. There has been, you have a C-section
scar. Where do I have stretch marks?
You have a C-section scar. It's more the fact that you're confident and purposeful with that. And that's what's most attractive.
I do. I have had a lot of people talk about C-section scars and they're like, oh, mine is so visible or whatever. I love it. I love my body. It's so wild what your body goes through in pregnancy to look back at pictures and see my stomach was so large with a 10-pound baby with Jet. And to now see like the stretch marks and the scars and like everything. It's so fascinating and so cool.
But it does take a toll. Okay.
Yeah.
So back to the timeline. Which resonates more with you? And which would you rather if the timeline was up to us? us waiting until Jet's 6 and Drew's 8 to have another baby? Okay. Or wait until Jet's 3 and Drew's 5. Wait until Jet's 2?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're way more.
100%, babe.
Really?
Yeah. These babies are popping out if they're happening.
Okay, this is good to know.
Oh my God, you just got so excited. Well, I did. I'm the same as you. I am an only child, and being able to watch your family so closely over the years, be so close-knit as siblings, I've never experienced that. But to see you guys are going through the same phases of life at the same time, and you guys relate so well, and you guys are each other's best friends. And I think that's so beautiful to have at this age in life, because I don't have that. And I definitely would want our kids to have that as well, and to be as close together as they could be.
So you think maybe wait another like 14 months and then we'll start trying?
Yes.
This is great news.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't. Mm. Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. You've seen them on the tour, you've seen them on the show. Athletic Greens is our favorite daily habit that we have.
I literally just had my smoothie.
Let me smell on your breath.
No, gross.
I love it so much.
I do oat milk, Athletic Greens, vanilla protein powder, and banana. And it's the best smoothie ever, and it gives you like everything you could possibly need in a day.
I do water and Athletic Greens, and it's my favorite little 30-second habit that I do. And with just one scoop of Athletic Greens, you get over 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right.
I have told so many friends of mine, and my mom even, if you were to take one supplement a day that would help fill all of your nutritional gaps, this is it. Athletic Greens is the way to go.
AG1 helps your immune system, your gut health, your nervous system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It helps all the things. And to help make it easy for you to try AG1, we're going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs of Athletic Greens with your first purchase.
All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/EASTFAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/EASTFAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
We'll also link it down below. Let's get back to it. Well, one thing that's not on here is adoption.
Yeah.
Which we have not fully fleshed that out.
We haven't. I'm for it.
Me too. Apparently the process, from what I've learned from friends,
takes a
very
long time. Which is,
they don't make it easy.
That's good for the protection of children, but that's also bad because there are so many babies and there are so many incredible parents out there who are wanting to connect with those babies and save them. So you would wish it was an easier process to align those two people.
Yeah.
But I get that. Adoption, absolutely. I think we are just some of those people who want to be parents And that's zero judgment to people who don't. Like, if you don't believe you were given that to be a parent, I don't, yeah, I totally support you there.
Yeah, we always say there's lots of ways to live a fulfilling life.
Yeah.
And being a parent is just one of those ways.
That's just the path we were put on. And I think our hearts are the parenting kind, and I would definitely adopt a baby. I think my heart would go towards adopting a baby.
Yeah. We should look into that.
Yeah.
More.
I didn't know you felt that way.
Yeah. Adoption is not something that's familiar within my family.
Yeah.
There's not been a lot of it within, like, my siblings have, mm-mm, none of them have done. So it's like an alien concept to me, mm-hmm, that I don't know a lot about, but I would love to find out more. Does any part of you hesitate to have another child because of the disruption to your schedule and, like, how you're allotting your time?
I would say that question would have been relevant 0 to 1. But going from 1 to 2 kids, I'm fully in there. So, yes, I think having that transition of a baby definitely disrupts a lot of things in life. But schedule, I'm not worried about because we're already in the thick of that. I don't think 3 kids versus 2 versus 4 is any more disruptive than it already is.
There is, you kind of learn how to hold on looser and looser,
yeah,
to kids. Like, definitely we parent Jet differently than we did
so
Drew.
Much different.
Where it's like, he's going to be fine. Kind of like, we're very hands on, but Drew is like, you're just concerned.
Yeah.
And you're,
it's so much different. And I thought there was no way. I absolutely panicked when we were close to having Jet because I held on so tight with Drew with every single thing. And with Jet, I was like, how can I possibly do that with him when I'm doing that with her at the same time? And it's just funny how your heart just grows and you just find, like, you figure it out. But with him, there were so many things where I was like, he's going to be fine. And with Drew, I would have been like, oh my God.
Does the pregnancy process of, like, nausea, et cetera, spook you from having another kid? So, like, you talked about the body changes, which we have a close friend who doesn't want to get pregnant again because, mm-hmm, it's very important to her to, like, have this image of her body, yeah, maintained.
Yep.
But then there's other friends who, like, the morning sickness, mm-hmm, and those kind of effects spook them.
No, the nausea, the symptoms, the side effects, all of that comes with pregnancy, I'm not spooked by. Like, in full transparency here, and bear with me, give me a little grace as I say this. There are women out there who love being pregnant. Like, they just love the process. They love the feeling. And I'm not one of them. I think it's the greatest blessing. And I love every second of it because it's that miracle that I had been gifted with and blessed with of, like, being pregnant and being able to carry a pregnancy. So, like, I love it for the purpose, but I'm much more enjoy having our baby. And I think that's probably just the athlete side of me. My body, to answer your question, I'm not spooked by the symptoms, but I'm spooked by the exhaustion and the being that physically limited while having 2 very young babies scares me because the amount of energy it takes to just keep up with our kids today and, like, to play and to have fun and to be a really good hands-on mom is very hard when you're pregnant.
Let me challenge you though. You can be a good mom and be pregnant and not, like, being hands-on and, like, right there for their every need does not equate to being a good mom.
Yes. I agree.
That definition.
It's more so the exhaustion that scares me because the more tired you get, the more impatient, the more snippy, the more just not excited you are about partaking into activities. Mm. So finding that energy while being pregnant a third time on top of full-time job and everything, that is what spooks me.
What about the other things that go with pregnancy, like no wine, no sushi?
Oh, that's fine.
It becomes a big thing.
It becomes a big thing, except for, I will say, so very first pregnancy, it was the biggest thing. I was like, oh, I just missed my deli sandwiches, whatever.
Yeah, the deli
Second
sandwiches.
Pregnancy, I was like 50% less. A next pregnancy, I honestly don't think I would really care, because you learn through parenting. Like, I just don't care. Like, last night, what did I eat for dinner last night? I think I had like a half a cup of rice that was left over from Drew's.
What the frick was that, by the way?
I don't know, but it's one of those things. As a parent, you like don't care. Like, I'll take what I can get. And so, like, preferences of food and drink anymore, I'm like, ah, that's fine. I don't care. Whatever. I don't know if getting rid of coffee doesn't sound great, but.
I will say, you do a great job, Sean, at embracing the idea that pregnancy is a phase. It's uncomfortable. It sucks sometimes. But with the end result in mind, where it's like, hey, I get to hold a baby after this.
I just got anxious. My whole body just got anxious.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's so crazy. I cannot empathize with pregnancy at all. And I want to.
Like, I literally feel anxiety right now.
I want to know how bad and uncomfortable it is.
I was so uncomfortable with Jet, you guys. I had severe sciatica from, like, within the first trimester. It was insane. I went to a chiropractor every week, multiple times. Massages. Like, I tried everything. That sounds so bougie. I tried everything to relieve and to, like, keep me comfortable. Wow. He was so uncomfortable. He was so uncomfortable.
What about the sleep portion of pregnancy?
Oh, gosh. We don't sleep anymore anyways. I don't care. I don't care.
Isn't that wild? We used to value our sleep. We did a whole episode on this podcast about sleep.
We did.
And now it's like, it's not the most important thing in life.
It's not.
It's nice, for sure. Sometimes it's nice.
I think you just came to that realization, like, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago. Because at one point, Andrew was so obsessed with his sleep. He was like, F it. We're not going to spend any time together anymore. I'm going to bed the second the babies go to sleep. Now it's kind of like, okay, we're just embracing it.
Yeah. But you do a great job understanding it's a phase.
Yeah.
And having this general understanding that, like, great joy happens hand in hand with, like, great pain.
Yeah, and Drew sacrifice.
Holcomb. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Drew Holcomb said that. It's like, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Those two. So you do a great job.
Another thing that sounds silly, but that I'm worried about with, like, a third is, like, we're great with man on man. It's like, you take Drew, I take Jet, or vice versa. We're traveling. It's that right now is, like, I don't want to say easy, but manageable. It baffles me, the idea of a third.
No, but Drew's kind of, she's self-sufficient now.
I know, but think about traveling with three car seats, like flying with three car seats.
No, we don't need three car seats. No, dude, you're not thinking about it right. We would have 2 years until we have this kid.
Yeah, Drew will be in a car. You have to put a kid in a freaking car seat until they're like 6 or 7
everywhere right now.
Yeah, she is.
All right. On the concept of a third child.
Yeah.
We have one girl, one boy.
Don't care.
I'm a little, no. But it is interesting to think about the dynamic of, like, two girls and one boy.
Yeah.
Or two boys and one girl. How does that change the dynamic?
That does scare me. But
like,
I think
one of them's going to feel left out.
Possibly, but it also is the same fear I felt in Drew being a big sister. Like, I was terrified that she would feel not as loved, or she would feel left out. And yeah, she definitely has, like, jealousy phases where she wants more mom time or whatever, but we love them equally and they play together and love each other. So it would be the same.
So, you know, people are into, like, the Enneagram.
Yeah.
Some people are really big into birth order.
Oh no.
Have you thought about that at all? Like,
no.
Like, hey, I'm a middle child, so that gives me X, Y, Z.
No. I'm an only child, so I don't understand any of that.
Maybe that's a very only child thing to say of you.
Maybe. Okay. I don't think birth order. I think to a certain extent. Okay, let me humor this. Yes, I do think birth order matters. I think Drew feels very differently than Jet does right now. I think their quote unquote upbringings, their first year of life, are wildly different. So,
whose style did you like better?
I don't think I can choose because I think each style was perfect for the phase of life we were in. Because Drew is our only child, I think it was perfect.
Yeah, I agree with you. But it is funny to see like how else would we grow and evolve and change in our parenting style.
With a third.
It's interesting to think about. I feel like one of the nicest things with going from one to two as opposed to zero to one kids was you feel overwhelmed going from zero to one because you're like, what things do I need? Mm-hmm. What is my routine? It's all new. Like the schedule changes, the communication changes, the stuff you have to buy. We already had all that for Jet. And so it was like, all right, we're going to do a nursery. We already have this, that, and the other. We're ordering this. We didn't use this for Drew, so we're not going to order that. And so
the equipment side of it, we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
And that was the hardest part about baby number one is you just don't know anything, nothing. You don't know what they need. You don't know how to handle a baby. You don't know the milestones. You don't know, like, everything is a learning, like, thing.
And goodness, there are so many different styles out there that there's a million different products to fit each style.
Yeah.
So
I think with Drew, the best part about the first is like we learned our style and we learned what we needed and we learned how to do the things. So with Jet or any babies to come, we know that at least. So
I'm going to throw something out there. You react to
Lord.
It. Jet as an older brother.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
Can you imagine that little guy? Actually, his hands, we should post a picture of this, are probably...
Yeah.
As wide as three of my fingers, which makes them very wide.
He's massive.
He's massive.
Yeah.
He would just... I feel like he'd be a bully. In like a... Jet? In like a good way. Like accidentally, like a gentle...
No, he's going to be like baby Huey. He's just like accidentally going to throw someone to the ground.
If you know me, you know I love cereal. Our whole family does. And growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But now that I'm older, I know it's important to watch out for empty carbs and extra sugar. So I took a little break there from eating so much cereal. But now I've tried Magic Spoon. And Magic Spoon has classic flavors and the crunch you love. But it has way less sugar and it's high in protein.
We love Magic Spoon in the East household. I always get the variety pack. It has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, and soy free.
It's pretty wild to think a cereal can be high in protein and low carb and still taste delicious, but it does. I love eating a bowl of the fruity flavor after a workout for some extra protein. And Sean here loves the cocoa flavor as a snack before bed. We think everyone should try Magic Spoon and taste the difference themselves. Go to magicspoon.com/eastfam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code EASTFAM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/eastfam. And use our code EASTFAM to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Today's episode is brought to you by Modern Fertility. Babe, did you see that Modern Fertility was rated Fastco's number one company in healthcare?
It makes sense. It's the only comprehensive fertility hormone test you could literally take in your jammies.
Modern Fertility was founded to give people who are planning to have kids the ability to plan ahead better. So how it works is Modern Fertility sends you a kit. You collect your sample using their step-by-step instructions. And then you get on and you receive a fertility profile.
Your reports explain how your hormones relate to ovarian reserve, egg freezing and IVF, menopause, and more.
And you get more than just the information. You get access to an awesome online community as well as support that's there for you whenever you need it.
Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159, a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/eastfam, you can get $20 off your test. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can put those dollars toward Modern Fertility, which is huge.
Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off their test when you go to modernfertility.com/eastfam.
That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Modern Fertility is a reproductive health company making personalized fertility information and support more accessible.
Again, get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/eastfam. That's modernfertility.com/EASTFAM. We'll link it down below.
How has our, from a marriage standpoint, routine changed from 0 to 1 and 1 to 2? What have we done differently?
I think after Drew, we worked really, really hard to make sure our relationship didn't change from 0 to 1, if that makes sense. And I think from 1 to 2, we've more so accepted that our relationship is different and our time with each other is different. Our roles with each other is different. And so I think 2 might be a harder transition for us because we are transitioning in our life, which is hard.
Meaning like, hey, we're co-parenting now.
Yeah.
And not just like trying to hold on to us as a solo, like marriage.
With Drew, it was almost like we were still the same. We still lived the same relationship that we did before Drew. It's just we took her everywhere with us, or we had a babysitter. With 2 kids, it's hard because there's no break. There's no real time for each other as much. So we actively have to work for it, and it's just like this acceptance of we have to work even harder for our connection.
I try to communicate this. The best way I know how is like it's different being married to a mom.
Yes.
Like you go from being married to your wife to being married to a mom. And at first it was like that was a little difficult for me because it was like, hey, Sean went from being this
easygoing,
pretty laid back, like pretty chill to now she's
drill sergeant.
No, we have to be here then, like boom, boom, boom. And that changed how we communicated, and that was aggravating at first. Mm-hmm. But now it's like viewing life more as an experiment of, hey, oh, this is an interesting thing I learned about Sean. And mm-hmm. having 2 kids taught me something different about you than having only 1 kid mm-hmm. did. So it's like this discovery process, which can be scary. It can be exhausting because at some point you're like, gosh, can we just stop learning about each other sometimes and like just settle in and
I also
be
think
normal. But
2 kids has almost made us have to embrace our roles more than ever, because before a second, I would say still after 1, we were still able to kind of like mix everything together. If we didn't get something done, it was like, it would be like, oh babe, can you take this on? Can I take this on? Whatever. Now there's just so much demand for time that I feel like we lead 2 very different lives simultaneously, but like respect it more. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like it's my job that like my duty is to like make sure there's groceries, make sure the kids are like packed for the day. You start work earlier today. Like we just have like different lives going on now that we didn't before because we lived everything together.
Which is why people say when the kids grow up and you become empty nesters, you kind of sit there and think,
yeah,
oh, I don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
But I think there's this nuance of understanding there's just a lot of logistics that go into it. You're going to be taking Drew to school. I'm going to be running the different things. Being aware of that. And then trying to figure out connection through that.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like trying to avoid the logistics or like not have your kids do soccer practice or go to school because you're trying to force this connection. It's like more embracing the current situation and figuring out how you can make connection work through that as a married couple. You think with five kids we get a, or sorry, three kids we get.
Whoa.
I am the middle of five. And that was chaos.
I think that's a no for me.
I will say, I think there's something about being a more well-rounded person when you have more siblings.
Yeah.
Because there's just more of this chaos. So you're like more laid back generally. But the thought of having kids who aren't best friends with each other terrifies me.
Yes,
like if there was ever beef between them, I would feel terrible.
Yeah. That scares me too.
But you think with three kids we get a minivan?
No.
Okay.
I feel like a Tahoe.
We are trying to find a new family car that's great for kids. So if you have any recommendations, let us know.
I will say, wrapping this all up, that for the most part, all of our friends who have three kids or more have said the transition from two to three was the hardest.
Really?
So that scares me too.
But people always also say zero to one was hard and zero to two. It's like just people have different perspectives.
I will say two to three. Most people are like, oof, that one was rough.
But so far having two kids, we've enjoyed more than just having one.
Yes.
So when does that logic end? We'll enjoy
when mama's done being pregnant. I would say...
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/eastfam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's betterhelp, HELP.com/eastfam. Let's get back to it.
To summarize, it's not off the table, but I truly think if I get pregnant again, if we have another kid, I feel like in my heart, I've got room for one more. But I don't think I'm going to go past that.
Wait, at the beginning of this episode, you're all in, and then you're saying
I didn't say
it's
that.
Not off the table. Where are we here?
I'm exactly where I was when I started. 50-50.
We talked through all these details. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. We got to think about that.
Hypothetically speaking, yes.
I'm kidding.
I'm good. Start in 2 years or start in 14 months, everything. But that's if we decide, like, it's a go. I just don't know.
To be honest with you, we're very much a team in this.
Yes.
So I'm kidding when I say I want five kids. That's not like me forcing that on you.
I know.
It's like I love kids.
So do I.
I also realize that you have to make certain sacrifices that I never will to have kids. So
yeah.
If you're like, no, I'm done, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So just know that I'm your supportive teammate through this,
thanks,
not
baby.
Your dictator.
Thank you. Vice versa.
And I do enjoy parenting with you.
Thank you.
Sometimes. I'm kidding.
I enjoy parenting with you too, baby.
Anyway, I think we addressed a lot of the issues here. Again, we're going to be doing another episode on why people don't have kids, mm-hmm. and reacting to the different logic they give.
And that all of that is coming from you guys too. So we've asked for your thoughts, your stories, and we would love to share them and talk through them.
On having no kids and not having more kids.
Yeah.
But then also, I think it's maybe worth a YouTube video you talking about like your postpartum routine and like your approach to body, your image. No, not like you getting back to your pre-baby body, because that's not even your approach. It's more like, I think unpacking your perspective would be great. So
yeah.
be on the lookout for that too. But thank you for listening. My dad did say that my voice is at the exact, he's hard of hearing, is at like the exact tone that is very difficult for him to hear.
Oh, that's good.
So he was like, can you put closed captions on everything?
Oh, dad.
I know. And I also was freaking just, I got a little emotional because he listens to all our stuff, which means a lot.
He spends every waking second of his life supporting, following, and loving his children, which is incredible.
I know. I do give him, I call him a goof and I call him, anyway, I'm so thankful for my dad. So two things. We're going to do a better job at trying to add closed captions. It'd be hard to do on everything, but also I'm going to work on my radio voice.
Are you going to go higher or lower?
I think it's got to be a little bit of both.
Ooh.
You don't like that? But I get in this mode, like I soft talk, like if you bump into me at a party and we get in a conversation, I very much talk in like this. I'm like, wow, I get close. I'm a close talker.
It drives me insane.
Come on. Anyway, I don't know why I said that, but thank you for listening. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
We are the East Fam. Out.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.